Hi, and welcome to another installment of The Cover Story, SAS Publishing's podcast series. I'm Shelley Gooden, and today we're speaking with Sandra Schlotzhauer, author of two highly popular SAS books, including an upcoming title, Elementary Statistics Using SAS. To learn more about this book following our podcast today, visit our website at sas.com/bookstore. Sandra, thank you so much for coming in and meeting with me today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, your upcoming book, Elementary Statistics Using SAS, has been described as bridging the gap between statistics text and SAS documentation. I wonder if you can speak to this a little bit for our listeners.
Sure. The intent of the book is to help people who have a business problem to solve. They're not interested in necessarily learning statistics as a means in itself or in learning SAS as a means in itself. They have a business problem that they want to solve, and they want SAS and statistics to be the tools to help solve that business problem. And that's the intent of the book, is to provide the tool to help guide them through how to do a particular analysis for a particular type of problem, both from the statistical standpoint and from what SAS procedures and statements are needed.
Well, who will benefit from your book? It sounds like you said, anyone in business who wants to use SAS to solve statistical problems?
Yes, although it's not intended just for business. The idea is that people in academic environments could use it. The predecessors have been used in courses as an adjunct text. Mm-hmm. A professor will use their statistics text, but they'll use this text to sort of help people learn to use SAS. Also, it's used in academic environments by grad students who are doing their research for their master's or doctoral work and have a research problem and need to do the analysis in order to get their thesis written.
Well, how did this book come about? I know you're the author of two previous books in our program.
Yes, this book was originally intended to be the third edition of a book called SAS System for Elementary Statistical Analysis, which is kind of a mouthful. And that book was written with Ray Littell as a co-author. And originally, Ray was going to have the ability to do the third edition of the book, but had other commitments that prevented mm-hmm. his ability to have the time to work on the book, which is sort of like having a second full-time job.
Right.
And so we decided to go ahead with the project, and that was partly why the book got renamed, was because it's not really a third edition since it now only has one author instead of two.
When was the first edition released?
The first edition of the SAS book was released in 87, and the second edition was in 97.
So your books have really had a long shelf life, which speaks well to your writing and the subject matter.
Oh, well, thank you.
And we had a little bit of a conversation before this interview. I find it really interesting that I think you mentioned your book was the third that was published with the SAS Press program.
I think that's about right. There were a couple of additional statistics books that had been published before that one.
Well, how has your professional experience prepared you to write these books?
A lot of what I end up doing with the business is working with people who don't have a lot of experience in statistics and or SAS, and having to explain the statistical results to them in a way that meshes with what they're doing mm-hmm. to solve their business problem. I also teach courses. When I worked at SAS, I taught courses for SAS. And since starting the business in 96, I've taught a lot of jump courses. And in teaching those courses, it's taught me how to explain statistics to people in a way that makes sense to them and focuses on their business problem instead of trying to teach them the underlying theory, which, quite frankly, isn't that interesting to them.
What do you most hope that readers of your book will take away from it?
Well, I'd like to think that they come away from using the book thinking that they have found a way to work on solving their practical problems, and they see both statistics and SAS as tools in that process, instead of coming away going, well, I wish I hadn't bought that book.
When you're not busy working or writing, how do you enjoy spending your free time?
Well, when you're writing a book, you actually don't have a lot of free time because it's a lot like having a second full-time job. And running your own business is also more than a full-time job. I would mm-hmm. say that what mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to is having a little more free time and being able to spend it with my husband and our collection of pets and be able to ride my horse.
Well, do you have, in closing, any advice that you'd like to share with prospective authors?
I guess the best piece of advice for someone who's thinking about writing a book with SaaS is related to what I said in answer to the last question, which is that it's a full-time job on top of your full-time job. If you're thinking about doing it as something that you do on the weekends or only in the evenings, it's going to take a long time. And the longer it takes, the more likely that the software will have been updated and you have to go back and redo old chapters and that kind of thing. So think of it as something that requires a significant time commitment.
Well, thank you so much, Sandra, for sitting down. This has been a great opportunity for me to meet with you, and I enjoyed our interview.
Thank you. I did too.
We've been talking with Sandra Schlotzhauer, author of Elementary Statistics Using SaaS. This podcast is part of the SaaS Insight and Innovators podcast series. For more information about this book, visit saas.com/bookstore or email us at talkback@saas.com.